the August 13th, 2020 Ventnor City Commission meeting to order. All rise for the flag salute, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Lisa, can we have a roll call?
Commissioner Kriebel?
Here.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman, let the record reflect Mayor Holtzman is absent.
Okay. Open Public Meetings Act announcement. The pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. Our first order of business tonight is a quick honoring of a longtime resident and longtime member of our planning board, Tom McAdam. I'm going to read a mayoral proclamation. Tom has stepped down from the planning board. He will actually be moving out of town. We're sorry to see him go, but I'm a little envious. He's moving on to a golf course, so I'm a little envious of that. So I'm going to read this very quickly. Bear with me. Mayoral proclamation recognizing Thomas McAdam, issued August 13th, 2020. Whereas Thomas McAdam has been a resident of the city of Ventnor for several decades, and whereas Thomas McAdam has been an active participant in the city of Ventnor for many years, and whereas Thomas McAdam has devoted decades of dutiful service to the city of Ventnor as a member of the city planning board, serving as vice chairman. Now, therefore, be it known, the city commissioners of Ventnor City, County of Atlantic, recognize Thomas for his dedication and service to the city of Ventnor. In witness thereof, I have hereby set my hand and caused the seal of the city of Ventnor be affixed this 13th day of August 2020. Beth Holtzman, Mayor of Ventnor City. So we are sorry to see Tom go, but he did give us a lot of good help through the years on the planning board. I got to know him back in the 80s and 90s and then rekindled that working relationship in the last few years. So he will be definitely be missed. The planning board did a similar resolution back in July for him as well. So, Tom, if I get a hold of you, I have your actual proclamation here. I have this for you. I will get that to you. So, thanks.
Lance?
Yes.
Tim McGuire is getting on now. He couldn't find the link, so he's getting right on now.
Okay. I'll give him a minute. While we're waiting for him, we can all wish Lisa Hand a happy anniversary. Oh,
thank you.
15 years, Lise?
15 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Still on our honeymoon.
That's right.
All right. There's Tim.
Ready to roll.
All right. Thanks, Tim. We just went through roll call and the presentation to Tom McAdam, who is moving out of our fine city onto greener fairways. So he stepped off the planning board. We just read a mayoral proclamation for him.
Was Tom there?
I don't think so. I didn't see him on the list.
Well, great guy. I wanted to give my personal thanks to him. He really has been involved in the Ventnor community for many, many years.
Yep.
Where's he going?
He's moving to nearby town. I don't want to say where he's moving to.
But okay.
He'll live on a golf course somewhere. So
understood.
Not a bad thing. So with that, I'll move on to the agenda. We do not have department head reports tonight. We will have capital discussion later on at a future meeting, but nothing quite yet tonight.
The next meeting, Lance. We expect
okay.
to have
Thank
a.
Okay. I knew it was coming.
Yep.
The following items are scheduled at the regular meeting portion of tonight's meeting. We will adopt our minutes. We will approve the minutes from the July 23rd, 2020 regular meeting and the executive session. We have some ordinance introductions. We have ordinance 2020-017, ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 214 Vehicles, Traffic Part 2, Article 13, Meter Schedules, Section 61, parking meter zones. And I believe that deals with the Newport Avenue parking lot and the kiosk that would extend those hours to 24 hours, right? Correct, Maria?
Right.
Okay. The next ordinance for introduction would be ordinance 2020-018, ordinance of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 38, Police Department, deleting in its entirety Section 3810, Deputy Chief of the Code of the City of Ventnor. And that's very succinct, and that's...
the housekeeping, that's all.
Yeah, housekeeping needs no explanation. We will have a public hearing and adoption on ordinance 2020-016, establishing 2020 salaries, compensation, salary ranges of officers and employees of the City of Ventnor, repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinance thereto, adopted and provisions which are inconsistent herewith. Does anybody really use the word herewith anymore, other than in these documents?
Lawyers do.
Lawyers do. And who writes ordinances? Lawyers.
We're here with a lawyer.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was pretty good, Tim.
Okay, we'll get into resolutions and contracts. These will be adopted by consent. Resolutions 2020-251 through 272. The first resolution, 251. Let's see, authorization to certain non-union part-time employees not covered under a union contract. Let me get to the resolutions here. There we are. And that is for James Diascro, is that correct?
Yeah, we missed him.
Yeah, we missed him when everybody got covered through the...
through the contracts.
The contract, so that's...
He's a non-union, but, you know, we did the same. We missed him.
Yep. We'll get covered through that. Resolution 252 is cooperative agreement with Somerset County that allows us to purchase through a cooperative with better pricing. Is there anything specific we're trying to get through that cooperative, Maria?
Yes. I printed it out, and I don't recall what it is. Do you, Al, recall? I think you sent it to me.
Yeah, it was for the police department getting their machine for radar detection.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Resolution 253 is amending resolution 052 of 2020, appointing Poging to coordinate alcohol and drug testing services.
We're just extending this
for
the rest of the year.
Yep. Resolution 254, authorizing seasonal part-time employment for the city to Chuck Patterson. We'll have two of these tonight. The second one will come up a little later on. We had one of our peer staff had to leave to go back to a full-time job. So we hired Chuck to cover a lot of that time. And we will hire in the resolution a little further down, we hired a second person to actually cover an extended period on weekends. We want to have someone out there Friday, Saturday nights, possibly extending that to Thursday and Sunday, depending on what the need is. This is the time of year when there's a certain fish that runs, it's called spot. The pier gets very crowded through the middle of the night. And we wanted someone out there to make sure that things were just kept in order. And that's the reason for having extended hours out there. So
definitely needed, it's been very crowded.
Yeah, it's already started. You know, they saw him catching them this weekend. We were out there trying to watch the meteor shower, and then a marine layer of fog rolled in and nothing. 255, authorizing the refund of community building room rental fee and security. That's standard because they didn't use the room, correct, Lisa?
That's correct.
Resolution 256, amending resolution 243, authorizing an after-hours lifeguard emergency response team. That's our alert team. They've been up and running for a couple weeks now, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
Resolution 257, to refund $1,000 to Ocean First Bank due to the cancellation of the mile run. All these events are not happening, so everything's being canceled. Resolution 258, authorizing execution of tax abatement agreement for block 70, lot 22, 20 South Portland Avenue. And there's several of these. 259 is another one for another lot. These are new construction and they get the tax abatement, the 5-year buy down of that tax, of their taxes. So we are seeing a lot of new construction and that's what these are. 259 is lot 70, block 70, lot 18. 260 is block 96, lot 1.05. And 261 is block 96, 1.06. They're both on Nashville Avenue. Resolution 2262 is also a tax abatement for block 8, lot 12. 263, block 167, lot 1102. 264 is block 26, lot 13. And 265 is block 70, lot 17. And that's the end of the tax abatements. And then
I think it bears comment just that that part of the tax abatement is driving people to build. So it's it may be an abatement now. It may be some give back here, but it's all equalized in 5 years, and those dollars start to come back in projects that may not have been taking place. So
absolutely. It's a good
long term here.
Yeah, it's a good economic development generator. Yeah. What happens is they pay 20% of the taxes the first year, and it increases by 20% over those 5 years till 400% is paid. So
right, so there it's not a blank check. It's a graduated.
Yep.
Yeah. Great.
Resolution 266 is authorizing change order number 9 for construction of the pier restroom office building and add alternate 1 construction. We're taking out one of the doors that is deemed unnecessary, and we're going to put, I think we decided we're going to put a box out there that we can put notices in, Tim. Is that what we decided?
Yeah, I worked with the architect briefly on that. We're going to, it actually works out well with the facade to, and within the trim panels of AZAC and vertical and horizontal to have a signage board there to the left of the window. Mm-hmm. And on the back, we're just going to cover it with the same material that the rest of the interior is covered with.
Good.
So, it's a good fix for something that was kind of like a deemed unnecessary, and actually because of the slope of the pier was too high a step, could have been a trip hazard.
Yep, so, I remember that. And putting a step there was just not a good option.
Yeah.
It would have really caused a worse tripping hazard than 9-inch would have been.
Yeah, and we need to have signage there. People need to know what the cost of the rules are for the pier. So it's a good win.
Agreed. Resolution 267, refund of uniform fire code permit. Deemed that they did not need the permit, so that was refunded, or will be refunded. Resolution 268, awarding de Blasio and Associates for preparation of a CAFA permit application for the proposed Beach Patrol headquarters building. Sorely needed, similar to the pier building. Our lifeguard HQ has seen its day. And really needs to be replaced. It's a problem building. The electrical system, as Tim, you well know, is in very poor condition, as is the roof, windows, decking. Pretty much the building is very much outdated. Served its purpose. You know, it's got our guys through many years, but we're going to look to get something.
Yeah, I was there today. I have a standing meeting on Thursdays now with the Beach Patrol, and the building is really... there's not much we can do to keep it patched together at this point. And we cleaned up the design. We're scaling it down to be a utility type building, but to function for the public safety and the staff that's required. You know, that staff is one of our larger staffs they need to be able to perform all the things to operate. So we're not looking to overkill or over-design it. And we've kind of trimmed it down so that we can also keep within the CAFRA footprint. So.
Yeah, Ed worked with
with
good conversation with the DEP and downsizing a little bit. And it wasn't a big bump around. It was actually just a walkway around it that we had to reduce to keep it in the same footprint.
We fit everything we needed in that space. So it was a good compliment.
Yeah, that's good. Efficient use of the property there. Resolution 269, as I mentioned before, is the second part-time employee out on the pier. Seamus Manley. And most of his work will be the late night shift, but he will also fill in during the day when Dan and Charles are not there. So we got a full team out there. Resolution 270, authorizing purchasing to request proposals for landscaping. We're going out to bid for the landscaping that we need when it's not necessary for property maintenance. Well, it is property maintenance, but not our property. When a property is not maintained properly by either a bank or a homeowner and they refuse to take care of it, we send a crew in, they clean it up, and they get a tax. They either send a bill and they pay it, or they get a tax lien placed on their property for that service to maintain it. We're going to be getting more aggressive with property maintenance in the next few months. So this is something we wanted to get out there and get better prices in for this. So,
Lance, the goal is to get a list.
Yes, we get three or four of them.
Right. Yep,
absolutely. Resolution 271, purchase agent for request proposal for drug and alcohol testing in the city of Ventnor for employees other than police and fire. So we're going to go out to bid for that work as well. Resolution 272, this is our labor council amending resolutions 14 of 2020, Grucho, Pepper, DeSanto, and Ruth as labor relations council. Any questions on that? Go through bills and payroll. We'll approve our bills and payroll. Any discussion items, Tim, or you want to save them for commissioner comments, or do we have any? I don't see any printed discussion items, Lisa, right?
No, I didn't have any.
Okay. All right. We'll go right into the public portion on any items that have been discussed so far. So any items that are on the agenda that we've raised, either the ordinance introductions or the resolutions that we discussed. So we welcome participation of interested organizations, individuals during the workshop, regular as well as special meetings. However, in order for the commission to conduct business of the city in the most productive manner possible, public comment on specific agenda items, questions, comments during the workshop, or at the end of regular meetings or special meetings will be limited to 3 minutes per person. If you wish to address the commission, please step up to your computer, your phone, and give us your name and your address, and we'll see what you have to say. Maybe you want to let some people in. Anybody have any comments?
Anybody in the audience have any questions or comments on any of the items that are being discussed or voted on? Please use the chat function or the raise hand function, and you'll be recognized.
If anybody's on a phone, Jim, they can actually use *6, and that'll let you know as well.
Yeah, nobody's on the phone, so.
Okay, all right.
But all that's, right. That's good to know. I'll make sure I note that.
Okay. It happened at a meeting I was in a couple of weeks ago, and it's, you know, someone calls into something that's that board secretary mentioned that you could hit *6, and it gives you some notification.
Great, thank you.
With that,
nobody.
Motion to close the public portion.
Motion to close public portion.
Second. All in favor? Aye. We need a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting.
Motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting.
I second. And all in favor?
Aye.
We'll call to order the regular portion of our meeting. Our first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Need a motion to approve the July 2020 regular and executive session minutes. Motion, please.
Motion to approve minutes as described.
My second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes. All right. Ordinance introduction. I'll need a motion to introduce ordinance 2020-017.
Motion to introduce ordinance 2020-017.
My second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langraff?
Yes. Okay, with that, I'll need a motion to introduce ordinance 2020-018.
Motion to introduce.
Second. Roll call, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langraff?
Yes. Item 12, public hearing on ordinance 2020-016, establishing or 2020 salaries, compensation, salary ranges of officers and employees of the city of Ventnor. I need a motion to open public hearing on ordinance 2020-016.
Motion to open public hearing.
I second. Roll call.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes. It's open to public hearing on this this ordinance 2020-016. When wishing to comment, please make it known to Jim that you want to make a comment here.
The only person I'm having discussion with right now is PBA 97. They did want to talk about something, but I'm not quite sure exactly which item. So I will, PBA 97, if you'd like to unmute yourself and if it is about this item or which item did you need to discuss? PBA 97, can you unmute yourself? There you go.
I did it.
Wouldn't let me unmute them, so. Hello, are you there?
Oh, you hear me now?
Very lightly.
Maybe turn your volume up on your computer or your phone.
We were under the impression that the PDA and the commission were going to talk about the
Deputy Chief. We still can't hear you.
They want to talk about the deputy chief position. They might have to wait until another portion of the meeting to do that.
Yeah, because we introduced that ordinance. That's not up for public discussion just yet, but at the end, you can certainly ask that question.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
We'll come back to it. All right. Look for a motion to close the public hearing on 2020-016, salary ordinance.
Motion to close.
A second. Yeah. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Need a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-016.
Motion to adopt.
A second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Landgraf?
Yes. Okay, the next is resolutions that we'll adopt by consent. We need a motion to adopt resolutions 2020-251 through 2020-272.
Motion to adopt resolutions as described.
A second. Roll call, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes. Okay, bills and payroll. Al, could you give us our bills and payroll, please?
Yes, there was two payroll runs since our last meeting. One ending July 25th was $624,693.41. And the one ending 8/8 was $623,440.02. And our bill list for this period was $1,124,688.80.
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
A second. Roll call, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Landgraf?
Yes. Announcements and safety report, if anything needed, Tim?
Nothing that, I'm just briefly, we're still working through the final punch list on the new firehouse. Up to the FEMA standards for resiliency and infrastructure, and we mentioned the beach patrol building. So,
yep.
That's all I have to say.
Any commissioner comments as well, since we're on that same topic?
We're working through this. Working through the summer. It's been a busy, hectic, unusual summer. I think
it has been.
We can all agree. That so
everybody's been here since March.
Yeah,
you know, I've told you guys this, but I'll say it to the public. You know, back in July when we got our water usage numbers for the month of June, the city usually uses about 40 million gallons of water for that month. So from 2018, 2019, that's what we used, about 40 million gallons. This year we used 20% more, another 10 million gallons. Because everybody's here. Normally that That happens in July and August when a lot of people are here, because a lot of people take their vacations. Kids are typically still in school in June. They weren't, so they were down here. So our water usage was up. Ernie assures me we have plenty of water. And as he always says when he's in front of us, we have great water here in Ventnor. Drinkable, potable water. Our wells are all working fine. Our pumps are all working fine. And we're in good shape with it. We're well below what the allocation is from DEP, so we're in good shape with that, too. I was going to talk about the peer hours, but we already talked about that. And that's all I have. So under public, we'll open it up to public to talk about anything this evening. As I said before, come forward, give your name, and ask us your questions or your comments. Maybe PBA 97, is this the time for you to come back on? And Jim, you want to unmute him?
You do it.
Yeah, for some reason, it's just not letting.
I'm doing the wrong one.
He's unmuted now. Go ahead.
Okay. You got it, Maria.
Please state your name. PBA 97, please state your name.
Tommy Quinones, Local 97, 6201 Atlantic Avenue, Ventnor, New Jersey.
Okay.
Local 97 was under the impression that the commissioners were going to meet with the local prior to introducing this ordinance.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you either.
It's very low. Very low. Their volume on their microphone can't be up all the way, or they're not close enough to their computer. You want to leave the meeting and try to come back in and see if it comes in better, and we'll recall you when you come back in? Because right now, nobody can hear you.
That was me turning my volume all the way up.
Yeah, I tried the same.
Did that too.
We want to go on to someone else and we'll come back?
Yeah, let's do that. Tim, is there, or Jim, is there anybody else that wants to?
Is there anybody else who wishes to speak? Mr. Kleiner, I think you're unmuted.
I'm stepped up and ready to address.
Okay.
I'm Peter Kleiner. I live at 910 North Harvard Avenue in the Heights. And I would like to address construction start times and excessive noise on the weekends between Memorial Day and Labor Day. I fully embrace the construction going on in Ventnor. For the most part, the last 2 years I was part of it, except my builder didn't show up all that often, so it wasn't an issue for my neighbors. But next door, consistently, the entire process of building this home, start times have been ignored. And even worse, Saturdays have been destroyed for my house and my guests for probably 6 of the 11 weekends after Memorial Day. I request that the commissioners start thinking about something for next summer. It's unfair for people who have 12 or 14 weekends to enjoy the summer to have heavy-duty construction going all day Saturday. Cement trucks, pile drivers, skid trucks, backhoes. You can't even sit outside at your own home and have a brunch or a lunch or enjoy things during the day on a Saturday in the summer. And these people come down to enjoy the summer here. And many times, I'm a full-time resident, but many of these people only have the opportunity to enjoy the weekends. And to have it destroyed by contractors who really are not cognizant of what they're doing, nor do they care, I request that the commissioners start thinking about a limited time for construction on Saturdays for heavy. I can't stop somebody hammering and building a house, but I can stop construction, concrete trucks and backhoes, where literally you can't even have a conversation in your own backyard. And secondly, again, is start times. I'll deal with it again as somebody starts building a house next to me again. But I ask the building office to please apprise all contractors of the start times in the city. I cannot tell you how many times I've been woken up at 6:45, 7:10, 7:15 by people starting to work at the house next door. I addressed the builder. I was assured by him that it wouldn't happen again. And of course it continued to happen. And I've made, you know, conversations through the proper channels, and to Jimmy Agostino's credit, he's discussed it with the builder, but I don't think the builder has discussed it with all his subs. Something needs to be done. It's really unfair.
So Peter, we've emailed back and forth and I've talked to Jimmy. If the builder's subcontractors continue to disregard it, they will be issued violations. If they continue in that same vein, we will have the police department come and stop them from doing work prior to 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. They're not allowed
during the week too, but the Saturdays is just, I don't even know how to articulate it. Literally half my Saturdays have been ruined here by heavy equipment.
We've all dealt with it. My neighbor worked next to me for 9 months from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. at night. It's part of what we deal with because there's a short window for construction down here. I like your idea of the limiting heavy equipment on Saturdays. I really do like that idea, and I'm going to talk to Jimmy and maybe even some of the contractors about that.
Yeah, I'm not complaining about a hammer or a saw or somebody building. I can't complain about that.
I get it. The heavier equipment is what I think we could talk to people about for Saturday limitations. So
that would be great.
I'm willing to start that dialogue.
That'd be great. I can't thank you enough.
All right. That's it. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Okay. PBA 97 is having a problem with their mics, but they did put a message in the chat that said Local 97 was under the impression that the commissioners were going to meet with the local prior to reintroducing this ordinance. Since the original meeting where this was introduced, we have yet to receive any notice from the commissioners with the intention to discuss this issue. How does the commission intend to proceed with this matter?
My understanding is that the department has asked us to eliminate that position, so there's not a need for it right now. Isn't that correct, Tim?
That's correct. The and also Maria, I think it's something that is within our purview to change. So it's a position that's not necessary within the structure of the police department at this time.
Want me to jump in?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so
you want to address the meetings that we had?
This was a position that we probably had maybe, I don't know, 2 years?
Right.
2 years? Prior to that, I don't know if the city ever had it. I think the focus is getting men on the street. And, you know, there's only so many dollars to go around to fund positions. So I think your focus, Commissioner, and the mayor's focus has been, as well as the chief, to get men on the street, not in the office. And I would think, I think the officers, at least from what I've heard, feel the same way. They want, you know, they want reinforcement on the streets.
That was my understanding as well. You know, we don't need people in the building. We need them out in their vehicles and on the street. So that was my understanding of why we were going this direction.
Yeah, I know the union tried to meet with me in December, I think, when this was first put on the agenda. And unfortunately, due to an unfortunate circumstances, I couldn't meet with them. And then there was a short period where I don't think the union could meet with me when I was available. But now certainly the time, because it is an ordinance, to discuss it. When you have the public hearing next month also.
They're concerned about administrative positions, they're concerned about overall reduction.
So that this change does not affect overall reduction of the force. This is an administrative position. So, you know, it's not being continued. So there's no anticipation for reducing the force. We've got a busy department, 18,000, events a year. There's no reason to to contemplate that, in my mind, a reduction in our patrol.
I would agree with that, Commissioner Kriebel, that you know, we're not looking to reduce our police force. I think the guys do a great job, and you know, they're busy. We don't want to take anything away from that. We need the guys we have, and we appreciate the work they do every day.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a unique position in that as a shore town, that we require more of them during the 100 days of summer. I think it requires some flexibility on the police department's part. But I couldn't be more proud of the way that they handle themselves on the street and with the public. I think in this particular time, people are scrutinizing everything interaction between law enforcement and the public, and I think Chief Biagi's created a culture of community policing that we want to continue.
And with the mayor and commissioner's consent at the appropriate time by vote, if they agree, we are looking to fill some vacancies.
That's right.
And some anticipated exits.
Right.
Well, hopefully that response helps the officer in his question. So I apologize, you're not able to speak. It's kind of difficult to read and then.
Yeah, so thank you for the response. They understand.
They asked another question?
Yes.
It's in regards to 2020-16. The salary ordinance, this is something the city does. They used to do it annually, but we've tried to build it where you do it every few years. This is nothing more than every title that we have and making sure we have the right salaries in for that, those titles, because you can only pay what the ordinance says. And some of the contractual agreements, this needed to be adjusted for the existing contracts and the salaries in those, or the existing or some of the non-union 2% increases this year.
Right.
So this is cleaning that up and making sure the starting and the ending and the top salaries are sufficient. And I think Al, correct me, but you've built in into these top salaries a couple years perhaps, so you might not have to do this every year, but we'll see.
Well, what we did was it basically, because this is everybody's on the new contract, we've been negotiating for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So this gets us up to date, so we're at a starting point.
To get you through this last contract year?
Exactly.
Great, thank you.
That's the purpose for all positions, not just the police.
Citywide, right.
Yeah, citywide, yeah, there's through all departments.
Yeah, this isn't anything new or... nothing funny in here. So you're welcome. I see you said thank you for the clarification. You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else?
Hey, anybody else have any questions or comments? I'm not seeing any.
Okay. We have no one else out there looking to speak. So we will have a motion to close the public portion.
I want to thank Nanette for stopping by and a motion to close the public portion.
Hey, Nanette. Second, roll call, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No executive session, Tim, right?
That's correct. No executive session.
And I think that's good. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Lisa, you can say aye.